Thank you so much for that, and welcome back to Radio Row live at Super Bowl 50. Rick Tittle with you, brought to you by KFC's new Nashville Hot Chicken. KFC, it's finger-licking good. And sitting with me right now is Royce Gracie. And I know in Brazil, like they, as I was saying, they go Ronaldo. So it's not Royce, it's Royce, right?
Royce, yes.
And you are going to put yourself back into the octagon on February 19th down at the Toyota Center in Houston. You're going to Bellator 149. You're getting in there with Ken Shamrock, and it's just like you're a fighter, you're always going to be a fighter. Do people say, what are you doing, you're too old? You get a lot of that?
My strength coach is 52, and he just got invited by invitation only. He got invited to run the 100-mile ultramarathon, the 100-mile race. You tell him that he's not going to be able to do it? It's like, you see, age is something that people, my family don't let it play a factor on that.
Mm-hmm. To say that you're the father of UFC, is that pretty much correct, do you think?
My father will be the father.
I'm
a vehicle to show my father's technique mixed martial art. It started up as a quest for my family. A lot of people don't know that. But back in Brazil, it was a quest to find out which style is the best style. Every different style claimed that their style is the deadliest, the best. The only way to find out is to get in a ring or a cage and take all the rules, take all the time limits, no gloves, no weight division, and find out.
When did you find, because I think like Rio de Janeiro, we think of Ipanema, but it's tough. There's some of the favelas down there. What was it like growing up there? Where did you learn how to fight like that?
We learned as a self-defense. Mm-hmm. Martial art in general, it's a self-defense. It doesn't matter which one is the best, which one is better than the other. Martial art is not for tournaments, for point system. It's to defend yourself in a street fight situation. So growing up in Brazil, you have to know how to defend yourself. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, and we were talking about this before we went on the air, as you said, you've never taken a beating. And I'm looking at you right now. I don't even see one line on your face. You got all your teeth. Is it mostly because you were able to just avoid getting hit? I mean, is it that simple?
That's the beauty of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. It's a self-defense art. It's not for me to beat you up, but for me not to lose to you, not to get beat up by you. Mm-hmm. So when fighters out there say, I don't mind getting hit, I say, we're a perfect match because I don't mind hitting you. I mind getting hit. I don't want to get hit. Not once.
So, you know, when you think of Brazil, obviously you think of futebol, first of all. Was it like, and just as an aside, like when you think about how the country, like that 7-1 defeat to Germany as the host, that was like a day.
Do you want to fight me? You have to bring this back up. Come on, man.
it was like a day of mourning. So for you, being like, when you lose, is it kind of like that to the nation of Brazil?
Yes.
And it's, by the way, I don't want to fight you.
I thought you were picking on me.
No. I'm bigger than you, but you'll knock me out in 2 seconds.
And I'm at the same weight since the first UFC, since the first time I walked.
You were
in the
UFC game. 1.
Yes.
And just think about how the sport has grown. Is it possible, we're speaking with Royce Gracie, by the way, is it possible that maybe it's grown too fast? I mean, it's crazy now. Is it okay with you?
It's okay. It was very big in Brazil back then. But there was no internet, there was no cell phones, and communication. What happens in Brazil stays in Brazil. But my father has been teaching since 1940s, 30s, 40s in Brazil. He was already beating up people over there to prove that the style of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu was the best. But then my brother brought the concept to America. And once America found out, the world found out.
What is it about your dad that he took a discipline like Jiu-Jitsu, which is... what, 1,000 years old from Asia, and he says, I love it, I can tweak it and put my little spin on it. What is the difference between traditional jiu-jitsu and Gracie jiu-jitsu?
Passion.
So the Asians were passionless?
No, he couldn't do it. The whole thing started as my father learned by watching. He was too small, he couldn't learn. So my uncles learned from the Japanese German that was in Brazil doing business with my grandfather.
And yeah, because Brazil and Japan have a pretty good connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were doing business. So they, in the exchange of good faith, he taught my uncles. But my father's too small, too weak, couldn't do it. So he sat down and watched. And then my uncle started teaching, and he sat down and watched, figuring it out, how was he be able to do it? How could he do this thing? One day, my uncle was late for a class. My father stepped in and told the student, hey, if you don't mind, I can review the self-defense program with you until my brother gets here. And taught a class, the first class. By the time his brother arrived, told the student, hey, I will replace the class. The student said, no, from now on, if you don't mind, I would like to take class with Hélio Gracie.
Wow.
He didn't create something new. The way he explained is he just add leverage into the moves.
That's the thing that, because I've done a show with John Baker. He's a catcher with the Chicago Cubs a couple years ago. He's fascinated by grapples, leverage, submissions. And I know you have the record, 11 straight submissions. So what is it about leverage? Because I know, like in the NBA, for a rebound, if you get position, it doesn't matter how tall you are, you will get that rebound. Is it kind of like that, knowing where your center of gravity is?
Yes. Like my father used to say, give me the right leverage, and I'll lift the world.
Wow.
With one hand, one pull. You just have to have the right leverage.
What do you think is, a couple more questions for Hoist Gracie. What, maybe your most we actually have a question for you. We have a guest, Steve in Martinez, California. You have a question for Hoist Gracie?
Well, I don't so much have a question so much as I just want to tell Mr. Gracie that I'm amazed at what he has accomplished. My favorite sports are baseball, football, and basketball. But I recognize that the best athletes in the world are the best competitors in mixed martial arts. The speed, the strength, the agility, the toughness, the reaction times, the strategic maneuvering, everything. And Mr. Gracie, you are the best that I have ever seen. You revolutionized, and I have so much admiration for you. And I show my sons the video recordings of what you have done. And I just want to say thank you for all the hard work that you've done, and for showing people around the world what can be accomplished with hard work and dedication. So thank you very much.
Steve, thank you so much for the call. He'll give you an answer to the off the air. That's you get that a lot, don't you?
There's a lot of tough guys out there. There's a lot of talented people out there. But without discipline to get up and practice, toughness, talent, they'll go away someday. You have to have discipline on any sport, on anything you do, anything.
Now, tell me a little bit more about February 19th at the Toyota Center in Houston, because you're getting back in the ring with Shamrock. And is it really sort of like turning back the clock? Your preparation is exactly like it was when you watch this, you study your opponent, or is it different now that you're a little bit older? You know, are you finding things a little bit more difficult, or is it like riding a bike?
It's like riding a bike.
Wow.
It's my time. I spent about seven and a half months of the year traveling all over the world, teaching. I'm worried about the others. I'm worried about the students learning. But now, okay, since November, when I found out about the fight, okay, now it's my time. I'm in lockdown. I'm in training mode. That's for me. I have to relearn the basics. I love to relearn the basics and my training schedule. I love that.
Is there something I've always heard in martial arts that if you have to think about it, then it's too late? It has to be muscle memory and reaction?
It's action, reaction, yes. There's no time to think.
So
it's kind of like any sport.
Yeah.
It's basketball, like you're saying. The ball comes on the air. You're not going to – if you think, I got to jump now, forget, too late. Somebody took the ball from you.
So when you are – as a defensive sport, how much of it is you attacking, or are you always looking to counterattack?
I'm always counterattack. It's a self-defense art. Mm-hmm. I'm going to win when he loses, when he makes a mistake, not when I want to win.
I remember Chris Everett Lloyd, the tennis player, her basic thing was, I will just hit back everything you hit to me, and eventually you'll hit it into the net or you'll hit it out. I will never try for a winner. And she won Wimbledon's that way. I guess it's kind of the jiu-jitsu way of playing tennis.
Pretty much, yes. It's I'm going to play a mathematical game. Since he's bigger, I'm 178. he's about 210, 215. Mm-hmm. So I'm already giving the weight advantage. If he cannot beat me, I win.
See, I would just walk in and say, who am I fighting? I see the name Gracie. I don't even want to know the first name. I'm just like, I'm out. All right, I want to make sure that everybody knows that the tickets are on sale now, the Toyota Center down in Houston, Texas. And, of course, this will also be live on Spike TV, like a lot of Bellator events. It's Bellator MMA 149. And the undercard is pretty cool, too. Kimbo Slice, that guy is crazy. I don't want any part of you. I really don't want any part of Kimbo Slice.
I'm the nicest one on this group. I'll just choke you out. They are the guys over there who punch you.
The guys that will break your nose.
Yeah.
Knock your teeth out. Hey, Hoist, man, so great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in. And
Thank you. Best of luck. Thank you.
I will be rooting for you. Who the hell is Ken Shamrock, right?
Yeah.
Until he sits down. I'll be rooting. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 50.